Good morning. I'd like to welcome everyone to worship. Great to have you. Don't forget, we started coffee hour again, so after church, I'll go to the town square and have some snacks. Also, the former sanctuary is going to be torn down this week, so it may be tomorrow. But we do have a camera out there that you can watch on our website. If we get a specific time, or we'll send an email out if you want to come watch. Also, National Day of Prayer, May 6th at 11:15 in the chapel. Youth group tonight, 7 to 9. IZOS is May 2nd. It's going to be virtual. It's a great organization. It's women investing in other women, especially third world countries, and helping them find a business and be able to support themselves and family. Also, the photo with the steeple. If we don't have your photo, please get one and send it in, because we want to put that in the cornerstone of our new sanctuary. And this coming Saturday, we have 23 confirmants being confirmed at two different services. And the confirmants are participating in worship today, so we thank them. It's been a great class. There are photos on the back of the cover of your bulletin. Also, book group this Tuesday at 7:30. And as you recall, we said that we may be in cooperation with Mills Pharmacy offering the shot here. Turns out they don't need that overflow space, but Mills has offered to give us shots here at Redeemer. April 30th would be the first shot at Pfizer, and then May 21st would be the second. So in order to sign up, go to Mills' website, and you'll see Lutheran Church COVID-19 vaccine, and register there. It's age 16 and above, but if you're under 18, you do have to have a legal guardian. We rise for opening
and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen. Alleluia. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit.
The Old Testament reading for today is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Here ends the Old Testament reading. The epistle reading for today is from the book of 1 John, chapter 4. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his Son and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to have to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit, and we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they live in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. Here ends the epistle reading.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel reading is taken from Mark chapter 12. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" "The most important," Jesus answered, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." "Well said, teacher," the man replied. "You are right in saying that God is one and there is no other but him. To love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And from then on, no one dared ask him any more questions. This ends the reading of the Holy Gospel. Now we confess our faith through the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God the Father.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't know if you ever noticed this painting that has been hanging up outside the senior pastor's office since 1975. It's nice the confirmands are participating today. It was the 1975 confirmation class that ordered and paid for this painting. Anybody from the 1975 confirmation class here today? Good. You know, I've walked by it countless times. What's interesting, when we sent word out what the topic was and on a painting, so many people told me I never saw a painting on that wall. And yet you walked by it countless times. And for many years, especially when I first began as senior pastor, you see, there is no plug on that wall. And so there was a hole behind this painting that went into my back room. Now, my back room only has one plug, and every Sunday I'd have to go in there, and I'd unplug my one thing to plug this on so the light could be on. And you know, I finally stopped doing that. Why? If I forgot to unplug it and plug in the refrigerator again, my beer would be hot. I don't know if you ever really looked at this painting. I walked by it so many times, but one day I gave myself to just study. And it's on the front cover of your bulletin also. If you look, I love this little girl. She's just looking out at us. But also notice this. This woman standing behind the right hand of Jesus. You see that? She's in the painting, but she's not part of this episode of Jesus welcoming the children. Look at her face. She seems really frustrated with what's going on. Notice she's behind the hand of Jesus. And then you look at the children running. And look, this little, she's a woman of color. And this child is a child of color. Notice the little boy pushing him out of the way. Now, this was painted by H. Clements in 1923. We can't judge his heart or determine whether this was coincidence or not. But it's interesting as you look at it. You know, there's a lot of finger pointing going on right now, isn't there? And I don't care what side you're on or what position. If you're like me, you're probably tired of all the division, of all the arguing, of all the finger pointing. And you know, it would be good for our nation to take time, like taking time to study this painting, to take time to study ourselves. Socrates said, the life that is unexamined is not worth living. It's true. To examine oneself, and it's never an easy process. There's some dark spaces in there. To examine. The Bible has a lot to say about examining oneself. Lamentations 3:40, let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord. Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Everything you do flows from the heart. That behavior that's good, from the heart. That behavior that's bad, from the heart. Jesus said, make a tree good and its fruit will be good. Or make a tree bad and its fruit will be bad. For a tree is recognized by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you who are evil say anything good? For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him. You know how important it is to feed ourselves with good things. You know, we love the confirmation program and our youth ministry here. That our children be raised on a solid foundation. You know, it's not easy or not hard or difficult to go wayward. It's just a couple poor decisions, and before you know it, you're disconnected. You can be disconnected from God and not even think about it. 2 Corinthians 13, Paul says, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in yourself? Unless, of course, you fail the test. And I trust that you would discover that we have not failed the test. Notice Paul said three times, yourself, talking about us looking into our hearts, examining who we are and what we believe. Now, why did Paul say this? Paul, the Corinthians weren't welcoming him. Well, some were, but not all. There were people in the Corinthian church who questioned Paul's position as an apostle because he had a unique call from God. And so they examined him and questioned him. And when they would write the letters, they would examine the letters. They would call into question whether Paul was a true servant of God. Paul turns the table and he says, let me ask you, examine yourself. Will you pass the test? Are you a part of God's church, his kingdom? He says, I know we are. The Greek word there is counterfeit. It means to be counterfeit. A counterfeit faith. And Paul is questioning the church. Is it a counterfeit faith in your heart? 1 John 2:9, anyone who claims to be in the light but hates a brother or sister is still in darkness. There's darkness always in our hearts. And when we hate a brother or sister, how can we be of the light? It was so funny this morning before 8 o'clock, John Duff and Kim Davis, they were coming in while John was going to reserve her a pew. And Kim shouted to John, make sure you don't put me by somebody I don't like. If we were to do that for Kim, she'd be the only one in the chapel. We're called on to love all people. When Jesus says love your enemies, he's not saying control your enemies, make your enemies love you. No, he's saying be concerned about what's here. Be concerned with yourself. Galatians 6, if anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. They can take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else. Isn't that what we so often do? Compare ourselves to somebody else. And usually the person we compare ourselves to, well, in our opinion, is worse than us, right? You don't want to compare yourself to somebody who's better. You want to compare yourself to somebody who's worse. And somehow we think so often that we are so deserving of the grace of God, and yet we exclude others from it. How can that be love? How can that be light? Jesus said, you have heard it said to the people long ago, you shall not murder. And anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. Jesus has called us to a different life, a different way of living life. Paul, in talking about communion, everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. What is he talking about? Every time we have communion, there's confession and absolution. It is an opportunity to examine ourselves. I know when we do it every other week, we may not give it much thought. Oh, we want the forgiveness, but there's another word that should go with forgiveness, and that's forsaking. Forsaking our old ways. Forsaking what we have done wrong. God just doesn't want to forgive us. He wants to change us and make us into the image of his son. Titus 1:16, they claim to know God, but by their actions they deny him. They are detestable, disobedient, and unfit for doing anything good. What do your actions say about what's in your heart? And how you feel about other people, what does it say about what's in your heart? Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. We're to be new. Now, the purpose for going through self-reflection, and it's not easy. You know, it takes time, like studying this paint. It's not easy. You need quiet time. You need to be alone. It's not easy to look into the darkness of your soul and the things that we do wrong each and every day. And many times the things we do in our life that are not pleasing to God are not healthy for us. And many times those things we do wrong, those habits we have taken on, those behaviors really stem from something in our past. Maybe somebody did something to us, or maybe we did something to ourselves. And you want to get to that. Not to feel guilty, not to beat yourself up, but to conquer it, to understand who you are, and to let light come into those dark places so that you can live as a child of God. Remember, last week we talked about how we're a kingdom of priests, and a kingdom of priests is different than the ways of the world. Take some time this week to self-focus. Maybe think about all the things our culture tells us what to believe. But so often we fall right into that trap because we want to be accepted. We want to be part. But I want you to look at this culture and see the things that God would not approve of. And those are many of the things you approve of. Pray about that. That is not what God wants. Maybe take some time to reflect upon the Ten Commandments. Yesterday, the confirmands had their faith statements, and there's 8 questions they have to talk about, 8 parts of the Christian life, and one of them was the Ten Commandments. And while we were talking about that, Laura Vowell, who's in charge of confirmation, she interrupted and she said, the commandments are God's love language. And it's true. They're not thou shalt not. They're love your neighbor. Protect your neighbor's property. Put God first in all things. That's his love language. Study that love language and take it to heart. Remember, Jesus has called us and redeemed us through the cross to be a different people. I'll leave you with the words, Jesus, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled upon underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Let's be that light. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Rise for prayer. Dear God, we greet you, risen and triumphant Savior, and follow with all who call you Lord. You have conquered death, and now we live. You have beaten Satan, and we step into the sunlight of a new and glorious day. You have buried all our sins in your tomb, and we are rescued from the death they earned. Today we pray for those grieving the loss of loved ones, the family and friend of Leslie Shem, the family and friends of Ingrid Becker, and the family and friends of Robin Dalby. For those facing health concerns, Jake Schlock, who is having eye surgery this week, Carrie Price, Ron McFall, Jane, Tom Demrick, Tom Talinda, Rick Russ, Etta Unruh, Izzy Sherman, Janelle Thorne, Kurt Young, Nancy Dillman, Helen Hitaki, Mary, Ileana, for those in hospice care, Ellen and Carol Say, for all those serving in the military, police, and firefighters, and for all those suffering from coronavirus and other health concerns, and their caregivers, devoting themselves to helping everyone who is sick, to President Biden and all world leaders, that God surround them with wise counsel, and for those celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. The sanctuary altar flowers placed by Marilyn Ripson and Sue Zimmerman, in memory of their parents, Michael and Catherine Ripson, our Family of God Soup Kitchen sponsors this month, Barbara and David Peterson, for the many blessings bestowed on their grandchildren. They thank the good Lord for them. Tom and Kathy Ely, in honor of Tom's birthday, the Raisler family, the Talinda family, and grateful members and anonymous donors. All of this as you have taught us to pray. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Christ is risen. Alleluia.